Lynn.
There are several theoretical options that President Trump could put on the table, according to sources familiar, and they all depend on the message that he wants to send. As for the harshest options, he could tighten oil sanctions or sanction Chinese banks that do business with Russia as punishment for supplying them with items Russia's been using on the battlefield. Or he may sanction all the Russian banks that they haven't sanctioned already.
Well, CBS's Natalie Brand has more on the one-month reprieve on tariffs that were slapped on goods from Mexico and Canada.
The White House says the pause applies to about 38% of goods from Canada. It does not apply to energy imports, which will be taxed at a lower rate of 10%, as well as potash, a key ingredient in fertilizer that U.S. farmers use.
North Carolina's Fort Bragg, which became Fort Liberty, is now Fort Bragg again. It was rededicated this morning, named now for an Army paratrooper and Silver Star recipient from Maine. Lieutenant General Gregory Anderson is base commander.
Fort Bragg is just not any base. It is our nation's premier force projection platform. It is a culture of toughness and warfighting.
Travel chaos in France when an unexploded bomb from World War II days was found near rail tracks. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
As the bomb squad worked through the day to make the World War II ordnance safe, trains were canceled, the motorway partially closed, and school children near the site sent home for the day. Parisians hoping for a weekend away were left scrambling to make other plans as the rail company encouraged them to postpone.
Well, tonight, South Carolina is set to carry out the nation's first execution by firing squad in 15 years. 67-year-old convicted killer Brad Sigmund selected that form of punishment. Law professor John Banzaff argues against it.
The firing squad has been held unconstitutional in South Carolina, but it's okay now because he has a choice. Barbaric and ironic.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 69 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old Racine County boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide. Reed Galinsky was in court yesterday for the first time after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. Prosecutors claim there was medication involved and that he was inspired by a Menendez Brothers documentary. Bail was set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha fire crews battled a blaze at an empty building on 13th Court late last night and into the morning. Online records indicate the place used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Racine fire crews were called to three different structure fires within a 24-hour period this week. Each had a different cause and no injuries were reported. The incidents included a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, careless smoking on Washington Avenue, and an electrical issue on Grand. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan are holding a rally at UW Parkside in Kenosha tonight. It's part of what Sanders calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event starts at around 6. The State Patrol is conducting special enforcement efforts in Walworth County today. The operation with local law enforcement uses crash data to determine areas for enhanced enforcement efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers blank the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers shut out the Oakland A's last night 10-0 in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy asked if the crew can make the playoffs again this year.
Of course we can. We have in the past and we can again.
College basketball, Marquette getting ready to host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum tomorrow. The Badgers take on Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The UWM Panthers losing at home to Oakland 72-64 in the Horizon League tournament, ending their season at 21-11. And Mason Crosby retiring today as a Packer. He only played for one other team, the Giants, after leaving Green Bay.
I'm so grateful for the Packers allowing me to let me retire and be done and be a Packer forever, because that's where my heart is. And I hope everybody knows that I did play 3 games one other place, but I will be a Green Bay Packer forever.
As former Packers kicker Mason Crosby was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. mostly cloudy today with spotty snow chances this afternoon and early this evening. Barely any accumulations are likely from this, just a trace to about a half an inch. And we're stuck under those overcast, cloudy skies today with cooler highs only in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Just as important as the girls you were dating. The Beach Boys, Fun, Fun, Fun. On the station with local... Well, it's true. The station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, we'll be right back.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
Local news and timeless hits.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, the OJs, Backstabbers, often got the OJs confused with the Spinners. Both groups had similar styles, in my opinion. Stick around. Roughly half an hour from now, we're going to take a Beatles song, an album cut that was never released as a single by the Beatles, and jazz it up a little bit and put it out there by a group from Brazil. That's the nugget. About half an hour from now on WRJN.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9. From local history, entertainment, and politics, Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Thank you.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Just listen to what happens when I mention the name Chris Morrow. Yeah. Not uncommon. Temptations, too, on WRJN.
Hold it. Listen.
Saw
What do you got? Well, you got an update from Stuart J. Waddles right now from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha fire crews worked into the early morning fighting a fire at an empty building. Online records show the facility on fire on 13th Court near 45th used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Large flames were seen at the onset. We're working on learning more about what happened. An inmate from Racine serving time at Waupun for an armed robbery has died. The death of 23-year-old Damian Evans marks the seventh fatality at the prison since June of 2023. The cause of Evans' death remains unknown. Previous inmate deaths at the state's oldest prison have been linked to suicide, fentanyl overdose, stroke, and malnutrition. The former warden and eight staff members have been charged with misconduct and felony inmate abuse. The senator from Vermont and the congressman repping central Wisconsin will be in Kenosha today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is holding an event tonight at UW Parkside, part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. Congressman Mark Pocan from the 2nd District is also speaking. This and other similar events are being held in areas where Republicans won in 2024. The rally gets going at Parkside at around 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with spotty snow chances this afternoon and early this evening. Barely any accumulations are likely from this, just a trace to about a half an inch. And we're stuck under those overcast, cloudy skies today with cooler highs only in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 33 at our studios.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees? Would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money. But don't leave me drowning in my tears. There's so much I wanna do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Hits, WRJN. This song had a bit of a different sound for the Four Seasons because of all the brass in the arrangement. It's called Opus 17, Don't You Worry About Me.
I can see there ain't no room for me. You're only holding out your heart in sympathy. If there's another man, then girl, I understand. Go on and take his hand, and don't you worry about me.
WRJN. This is just a week ago. This guy performed from Waukegan. Here's Peter New.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
Something tells me I'm into something. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you.
First one for James Taylor. And the story is one that happened to him personally. Woke up this morning, found out that Suzanne was gone. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you. There's more to that story. We'll get to that another time. Dan Marcus, Wax Museum Nugget. A Beatles song with a touch of jazz to it. From 1968 is next on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011. and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deal.
Cue the door. Here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Song that has been on the radio for a while. And this one, a Beatles song. You know this song. Everybody knows every Beatles song, right? Pretty much. And this song was never released as a single by the Beatles. It was on the Magical Mystery Tour album that came out around Christmas time of 1967. But this song was quickly picked up on by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, and they recorded a version of The Fool on the Hill. And it made top 10, just like Sergio Mendes's previous single, The Look of Love. It's a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN. Very interesting treatment of a Beatles song, Fool on the Hill, Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, That's a rare instance where a band had a hit when the person that the band was named after didn't sing lead on the song. For example, Tommy James and the Shondells, Tommy James sang lead on those songs. But in this particular instance, Sergio Mendez did not sing lead on that song at all. And that particular version of the song was in the top 10 as some other interesting songs like Hey Jude from the Beatles and also Born to Be Wild from Steppenwolf, all competing for spots in the top 10 at the same time in August, September of 1968. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget headed your way 9:45-ish Monday morning on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, before all these great songs, there was Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller and Julie Andrews. You can hear them again on WRJN Sunday mornings with Music of the Stars.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. Since my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, they love me.
desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, what I can say, it's just mine. You can't take it.
WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said today there is high uncertainty surrounding President Trump's economic policies and their effects, but he says the central bank doesn't need to rush to adjust interest rates.
It's really the effect of all of these policies that matter for our policy. It's not simply what's happening with tariffs. It's what's happening with growth and all the other things as a result of these broad changes in economic policy, not just tariffs.
Asked about the effects on the economy, President Trump admitted today there have been disturbances. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
He was asked how much of a disturbance and for how long. But one thing he hasn't